And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 26th of May, 2011. It's the birthday of the documentary photographer Dorothea Lange, born in Hoboken in 1895. Contracted polio when she was a kid, developed a permanent limp as a result, moved to San Francisco. She was taking photographs of well-to-do people when, during the Depression, she started taking photographs of men on breadlines and striking workers and the homeless. She's now remembered for her photograph of the Dust Bowl wife, entitled Migrant Mother, taken in 1936. It's the birthday of the father of modern Russian literature, Alexander Pushkin, born in Moscow, 1799, worked in every literary form, lyric poetry, narrative poetry, the novel, short story, drama, and the critical essay. Sometimes exiled for his political beliefs, he was living on his mother's estate in northern Russia when he wrote his most famous play, Boris Godunov, and his verse novel, Eugene Onegin. Mussorgsky made an opera out of Boris Godunov, Tchaikovsky made one out of Eugene Onegin, and Pushkin was killed in 1837, fighting a duel with Georges Dante, who he, Pushkin, believed was trying to seduce Pushkin's wife. It's the birthday of John Wayne, born Marion Morrison in Winterset, Iowa, 1907. He got into the movie business by way of the prop department. He was a scenery mover, and that's how he got to know the director John Ford, who started giving him bit parts in his movies. He became a star on John Ford's movie Stagecoach, 1939. Made many movies with John Ford, the cavalry movies like Fort Apache and Rio Grande, the post-war movies like The Searchers and The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. And it's the birthday of the jazz trumpeter Miles Davis, born in Alton, Illinois, 1926. Grew up well-to-do in East St. Louis. His father was a dental surgeon. Family had a ranch in Arkansas where the boy learned to ride horses. Moved to New York, 1944, to study at Juilliard, and then fell in with Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie. When Gillespie left Parker's band, it was Miles Davis who filled in. It was Miles Davis's album Birth of the Cool in 1956 that heralded the beginning of the cool jazz movement. Developed a heroin habit in the early 50s, kicked it in 1954. In the late 60s, started introducing some electric guitar and piano into the records. Moved increasingly toward funk and rock and roll in the double album Bitches Brew in 1970. Here's a poem for today by Alden Nowlin, entitled The Execution. On the night of the execution, a man at the door mistook me for the coroner. "Press," I said, but he didn't understand. He led me into the wrong room where the sheriff greeted me. "You're late, Padre." "You're wrong," I told him. "I'm Press." "Yes, of course, Reverend Press." We went down a stairway. "Ah, Mr. Ellis," said the deputy. "Press," I shouted. But he shoved me through a black curtain. The lights were so bright I couldn't see the faces of the men sitting opposite. But thank God, I thought, they can see me. "Look," I cried, "look at my face. Doesn't anybody know me?" Then a hood covered my head. "Don't make it harder for us," the hangman whispered. The Execution, a poem by Alden Nowlin, from his selected poems published by House of Anansi Press Limited, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.